Holloway, Houston.
Right, Houston.
Could you give us those gimbal angles, Frank, when you get a chance?
I'm the COAS right on it now, so we'll be accurate.
Thank you.
Okay, with the COAS right on the S4B, the roll reads 105. The pitch is 275, and the yaw is about 325.
Roger, copy, roll 105, pitch 275, and yaw 325.
Roger, that should be 115 for the roll.
Thank you, 115 roll. Houston, go ahead.
Roger, if it'll help you any, Mike, the Earth is plus Y about 45 degrees and the minus X. I can see it out my side window. It's a beautiful view with numerous cloud vortex.
Roger, Bill. Thank you. I understand plus X, 45 degrees between, in other words, halfway between plus Y and plus Z and slightly minus X.
Negative. It's 45 degrees in the plus Y, in the XY plane towards minus X, over.
Roger, understand, the XY plane toward X, 45 degrees.
45 degrees from plus Y to minus X.
Roger, thank you.
It's behind us in the right, if that'll help.
Roger.
Still see the Cape and Isthmus of Central America.
Roger, understand. And Frank, what we want on this burn is 8 feet per second now. 8 feet per second. We want it radially upward, and we want you to use whatever thrusters are required to burn radially upward at 8 feet per second.
Why do you want to use do so much, Mike?
Because of the separation distance we would like to achieve between now and the time of S4B blowdown.
Okay.
Try to do this, or are
you going to give me some gimbal
angles? Holloway, Houston, if you go ahead and do it without gimbal angles, if you can do that. Over.
Okay. I don't understand why you want so many feet per second out of it. I think I can, with just a little maneuvering, I could get away from it a lot simpler than that.
Well, we'd like the radial upward for trajectory reasons, and the magnitude we'd like because of the separation distance, which we're predicting you'll have at S4B blown in.
Okay.
Roger on the VHF.